In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell on 95 BFM.
What is up to Steve?
What is up to Steve?
That's right.
It's like a Yoda thing.
2019. We speak a bit strange in 2019.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Hey,
Harry suddenly became British as well.
Hey, isn't this a movie segment? Can we speak whatever we want in this crazy segment?
Sure.
I thought this was like fifth form drama all over again.
Okay. Someone just texted in saying, Steve Gunn, Astro Zombies. Great request.
Different Steve, though. We're with Steve Newell at the moment. Focus on your Steves, John, please.
Steve Newell.
Shout out my dad, Steve, as well.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks. Pretty good.
Have you been? Now, over the weekend, I saw you post about a movie on Facebook, and you've come in to talk about it, so you must like it.
Mate, it's so good. So, like Western, particularly Hollywood filmmaking, has got a long tradition of kind of gargantuan, over-the-top special effects movies. You can love them, you can hate them, you can love to hate them, hate to love them, whatever. But it's really great to see China embracing the idea of spending an obscene amount of money.
$100 million on a movie?
Well, this one is only a $50 million movie, which it does sound obscene to anyone that subsists on New Zealand Film Commission grants, I'm sure. But at any rate, it's not quite at the kind of scale of Hollywood. We'll kind of touch on that again in a minute. But it's a film called The Wandering Earth. It's a sci-fi blockbuster with kind of disaster movie elements.
Is there a sharktopus or anything like that?
There's a frozen whale mid, like, jump out of the water.
And it gets cold?
No, it's just like a really buzzy image, like a whale that's half jumping out of a water but frozen.
Is this a movie based in someone's mind?
Isn't every movie based in someone's mind? Hey, so what happens in this film is that scientists discover that the sun is rapidly expanding and that within a space of 100 years it will have made life on Earth impossible, if not having swallowed the Earth entirely.
Too hot or just
getting
like in the
way? Engulfed. Just engulfed.
So it's like a flat Earth, sizzled. The sun's quite close.
Sizzled.
Well, apparently the sun is going to get hotter and it is going to basically scorch Earth.
I think it's actually hotter at some point.
Eventually that's going to be a problem long after humanity has ceased to exist, which will probably be in about 104 years.
There might be a new manity by then, or who knows?
New manity.
Thank you.
Cockroaches and flies will inhabit, yeah. Yes.
So what they do to solve the problem is the Earth's governments all get together and in an unprecedented show of unity decide that they need to save humanity. So they build thousands of massive thrusters on the planet Earth and start flying it out of the solar system.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Which is absurd as shit. And
how do they slow it down?
Well, they stop the rotation of the Earth. Was the first thing they do.
Like when it's flying through space, it's not, they have thrusters on the other side?
It's covered in thrusters.
Okay.
Right?
John, the internet's full of these questions, I think, mate. You should probably just go
and
there.
And probably what they're going to try and do is like just park it in an orbit. It's probably you're not going to stop it and like hop out and get pizza and hop back in and drive it off.
Around our sun or just going somewhere?
You don't want to run away from the sun entirely, eh?
So the idea is to take it to a whole new solar system. Mm. And one of the great things about this film is that everything I've just told you happens in the first like 5 minutes of the film.
Get
so the film's not about meetings at the United Nations with people arguing. It's not about scientists like wringing their hands like, what are we going to do? What are we going
to
do?
We're settling into the future.
It starts and right away you get these things told to you like, there's been a lottery of people around the planet because they can build underground cities underneath the engines, but they're only going to house about half the world's population. Mm. And when they stopped the world turning, when they stopped Earth turning, it created huge tsunamis which killed everyone else on the planet. That's pretty bleak.
Yeah.
Now, what happens? Do we still have an atmosphere?
Yeah, there's still an atmosphere. And so I think like Earth's gravity is like maintaining that atmosphere.
Aliens?
As it flies around.
Are there aliens in this?
There's no aliens, so it's kind of like sticks to like the preposterous stuff being around like making the Earth a spaceship and flying it around. And so
that's alien to me.
Okay. Is it a foreign concept?
Very, very foreign concept.
Okay.
And so it's set like sort of like 40 years after they've started this flight. Earth is like a really icy environment. Those tsunamis have come through. There's all this frozen water, and it's there's like earthquakes and stuff happen. So, so people are driving around in an environment that's a bit like The Day After Tomorrow, the Roland Emmerich film. And frankly, like he'd salivate at the prospect of a movie like this, right? Like you know, flying the Earth through space. The disaster element of the film comes about because someone fucks up, and the trajectory isn't quite right of the Earth. And so when they go to slingshot around Jupiter to pick up speed and get out of the solar system, it actually gets caught by Jupiter's gravity.
I was going to say it didn't allow for some gravity. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, well, you...
Perfect.
You obviously are in the writer's room.
I'm picturing space grids, you know.
And so there's a like a frantic panic ensues to stop Earth smanging into Jupiter. You asked about atmosphere before. There's this fantastic scene where...
Everyone's a bit scared, I think.
Earth gets caught by... Earth gets... caught in Jupiter's orbit, is getting like brought closer and closer to it, and there's a scene where Jupiter catches Earth's atmosphere and starts like slurping Earth's atmosphere off. So you're sitting in the movies, there's two massive planets on the screen, and one's like devouring the other's atmosphere. It's quite good. Now, they only had $50 million to spend. There's a lot of big sets and stuff in this.
Green screen.
And there's a lot of CG, and the CG is not up to Hollywood standards.
Okay.
It does require a little bit of patience, but really sort of what happens is the fact that combined with... this kind of like Roland Emmerich disaster sort of porn stuff mixed with sci-fi, mixed with frankly like the Chinese approach to science fiction is a little bit different. It's written by, I'm going to murder the dude's name, I think it's pronounced Shishin Liu. He's the author of a book called The Three Body Problem, which is probably the best known Chinese sci-fi novel. He wrote the book that this film's based on as well, and he's an onto it dude. He knows like science and stuff, so you can kind of like go with some of the smarter elements of the film and trust the crazy ones. Also, like the story beats, some of them are kind of, you know, some of them might remind you a bit of like Armageddon and stuff, but others are like, oh, that's smart and not hokey. And there's just a sort of interesting...
No Aerosmith.
There's no Aerosmith. And
no
there's
Bruce
kind
Willis.
Of...
No Aerosmith's daughter.
No Aerosmith's
daughter.
Are there any
notable actors that we might recognise from some other gnarly old little films?
To be honest, I got so kind of swept up in it and just picturing these folks in their like weird future society where they live under the ground and then occasionally get to like fang about on the surface that I didn't get caught up in too many like, oh, it's that guy. So it's still in cinemas for a while. It's making ripples internationally because it is kind of like the first Chinese film of the scale.
What are we talking about? Texter wants to know.
What are we talking about? It's called The Wandering Earth.
There you go,
The Wandering Earth. Yeah. Where can I say? Is it like an Academy and
Rialto? I'm just gonna jump on flicks.co.nz and just have a look at some times for a second. I saw it at St. Luke's event. St. Luke's. Okay.
So is the sun like blowing up?
Tonight, IMAX. Listen to Jules. Jules is like, I'm going. Jules is going.
Tonight. IMAX would be gnarly looking at a couple of planets cruising.
Do you think
around.
It would get a Hollywood remake? Do you think Hollywood will go, actually,
I get the feeling this is going to be such a big film that they won't do that. Like it will...
stand on its own.
Because it's going to be so interesting to sci-fi fans. I think it's a genre where I don't think that the language barrier is going to be a problem to people that like to see a gnarly sci-fi. Like I don't think that's really
subtitles
what gets in
then?
The way, right? Yeah, subtitles. Yeah. It's in Mandarin with subtitles. It's all over the show today. It's playing a few event cinemas. It's playing a few Hoyts. It looks like sessions are going right through into next week. So get along and check it out. I mean, like as I say, the special effects, you kind of need to give a little bit of a pass. There's some stuff where, you know, it's just not quite 2019 kind of grade. But I think you'll find that there's so much interesting stuff going on that it's really easy to forgive it for that, and you should absolutely go see it. I really dug it.
All right. Awesome.
Wandering Earth.
Cheers, Steve. Cheers, Steve. See you next week.
See you.
Real auteurs use Star Wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.